guys in secondary still have that chip on your shoulder? Is it different? Is it more because you've struggled?
Of course. You know, you always, you know, I think the guys in our room always play with a chip on their shoulder. Well, you know, whether we won, you know, whatever it was, 2-3 in a row or lost 3 in a row, you know, we know we're a good defense, and you know, we should know that, and we should play with confidence every week. And so, like I said, we just continue to work, man. And you know, like I said, the guys in this room, the guys in this locker room, you know, understand, you know, what it takes to win games, understand what we need to correct things, and you know, came to work today, had a really good practice, and we'll continue that.
You know, against the Chargers, you guys win a lot of five-man pressure. How much does that change, you know, what you want to do, especially when it comes to running the zone without one less body back there to blanket some territory?
You know, it's defense. You get the call, you got to run it, man. It's really no, you know, hey, we should this, that. You know, you can get a defense. You got to execute it no matter what. And, you know, coach wants to run a five-man pressure. You know, you got body on a body underneath. And so, you know, hopefully – Whether the pressure gets there, or we're able to force quarterback into a bad throw, you know, got good coverage and get a hand on the ball, got guys rallying to the ball. You know, that's just kind of how plays happen. You know, be able to just got to execute the call.
Jordan, thanks for talking about mental toughness for this defense and how you got a lot of young fellas playing a lot of minutes, a lot of snaps on that side of the ball for you, and a lot of those guys haven't been through three-game losing streaks. Mm-hmm. They come from a lot of successful college programs. How do you vets kind of calm the waters when maybe even just one bad play happens so it doesn't string into 2-3? And you got, you know, you're going to have rookies looking at you like, checking for rain, what's going on? How do you guys kind of calm the waters to keep everybody on task and mentally tough?
You know, you almost got to do it for me. I just feel like almost by example, you know, just showing the guys. I mean, it's a long, you look at the season, shoot, we got 6 games left.
Right.
It's a lot of football left to be played. I mean, a lot of football left to be played. So really everything behind us is behind us, man. We are who we are, 5-5, still in the playoff hunt. You know, what's important now is that we continue to work hard, continue to prepare for a really tough Kansas City offense, Kansas City football team. And, you know, it's really mental toughness, and I can imagine. I remember being a rookie, man. It's hard once you get, you know, this late in the season, and you know, things maybe not going the way you want to, but you know, you got to find a way to push through it. That's why we're professionals. That's why we do what we do.
Tyrod said, you know, he doesn't like to speak for the defense, but he was saying, just looking at us as a collective group, he said, I know what got us, what really helped in getting us the 5 wins this year. He felt it was a physical mindset, just this mindset, mm-hmm. like, we are going to be the more physical team on the field today. Do you think there's an element of that you guys have to get back to?
I definitely do. And Coach Harp said every day, you know, physical. You know, be physical at the point of attack. You know, physical mindset, just physical everything. Just be physical. And definitely, I think we got to continue to harp that and get back to, you know, being a physical football team and physical defense. And, you know, it just shows up here and there, spots in the last couple of games, but not consistently. And, you know, speaking for myself included, I gotta play more physical, downhill. You know, we all do. And so it's a mindset for this team. It's a mindset for this defense. You know, that's how we want to come out from play one, you know, hit them in the mouth and, let them know we're here.
Do you think there's a tipping point that can come in a game like that where all of a sudden, bang, you guys feel like it's back as a group of 11 out there? Like, maybe you just take somebody setting the tone.
First play the game.
You know what I mean?
First play the game. Yeah.
Early, and then bang, all of a sudden everybody's eyes are wide open. Like, I want to get the hit. Like,
yeah.
I want to be the next guy.
Yeah. I definitely agree. And I think it starts with the first play of the game early on, you know, see something hit it, you know what I mean? And obviously be smart about it, but at the same time, you know, the tone is set early in the game, how the game's going to be played out, whether you go out offensively or defensively. The tone is set within those first couple of plays, how they want to play and how you want to play. And so, you kind of get a feel for that early. And so, yeah, I think early on, you got to establish that, and you know, I think we'll figure it out.
And then maybe late in the season might even carry more weight late in the season. This is the time of year where there might be some guys whose head says yes, but their bodies say no. And I'm not saying your team, maybe that other team.
Mm-hmm.
So you get that early lick where you show them, hey, we're laying in the wood today.
It kind of messes
really
up for the rest of it.
Yeah, psychological, right?
Yeah, definitely can, especially you know, cold out there, whatever elements it is, you know. Come out early, man. Hit them early. You know, it puts it in the back of their mind. You know, next time whether they run over the middle or they want to get in between the C gaps. And so, as a physical mindset is what we've been preaching this all early this week, and you know, we're hoping to come out there Sunday and show that.